Hi everyone, welcome to the show. I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Laura.
And today is day two of our story. We're reading the Pied Piper of Hamelin. All right, so this town in Germany called Hamelin had something really terrible happen to them.
Something really terrible. 到底是什么呢? Rats took over their town.
Ew,
can you imagine that?
That's so
rats
gross.
Rats everywhere.
Oh my god, that's really gross.
And the rats actually ate all the food. And what's worse is that they chewed on people's clothes and homes.
Oh my.
I can't imagine if that happened to me.
I know, exactly.
我真的很爱我的衣服。拜托不要吃我的衣服。
That must mean the town is really dirty. I don't know.
Gross.
That's pretty gross. But, you know, the town, they did try to use ways to get rid of the rats.
They
like,
did?
For example, they use cats to try to catch the rats, but it just didn't work. There's too many rats.
所以呢，连猫都不管用，因为通常我们会想到猫可能会捉老鼠。So what are they gonna do?
Well, luckily, okay, there's a strange man who came to the town. He had on colorful clothes and he had a golden pipe, and he said, you know, actually, I can save you guys. I can help you guys. If you can give me 10,000 gold coins, I can get rid of all the rats for you. Sounds like a pretty good deal.
Yeah, sounds like a good deal.
Anyways, this town is rich, right?
对啊，我忘记了，他们其实很有钱耶。所以如果要有人帮他解决这个鼠患, should be no problem. So
yeah,
let's find out what happens today.
Yeah, let's read.
The Pied Piper of Hamelin.
The mayor agreed to pay the Pied Piper 10,000 gold coins. The next morning, the Pied Piper walked around town and played his pipe. His strange music attracted the rats. They followed the Pied Piper all the way into the river. The rats drowned, and the river washed them away. The Pied Piper returned and told the mayor,
I saved your town. I'm here for my money.
The mayor answered,
If the rats are dead, then I don't need to pay you.
Everyone agreed. They didn't want to give their money to this strange man. The Pied Piper angrily told them,
You're going to regret this.
Then he left.
Word power!
Paying, paying, pay, paid, paid. Susanna paid for some bread at the supermarket. Susanna paid for some bread at the supermarket. River, river. Don't swim in that river. It's deep.And the current is fast. Don't swim in that river. It's deep and the current is fast. Dead, dead. Idris is sad because his pet cat is dead. Idris is sad because his pet cat is dead. Regret.Regret, regret, regretted, regretted. Lucy regrets spending so much money on clothes this month. Lucy regrets spending so much money on clothes this month.
All right, so let's see what the mayor says. Will he accept this man to help them? Well, the story says the mayor agreed to pay the Pied Piper 10,000 gold coins. So he said, okay, yeah, sure. Please help us solve our rat problem.
太棒了。因为一开始我们就看到这个市长他就同意这个支付这位彩衣吹笛手哦这个一万的金币哦。
gold coins. Now, the mayor agreed to pay him. Now, pay here is our word. Power word is spelled P-A-Y, pay.Pay here is a verb and it means to give money to someone for the work that they do. So, for example, if you work at a coffee shop or if you work at 7-Eleven, your boss should pay you. They should give you money for the amount of work that you do. Now, let's take a look at our sample sentence. It says, Susanna paid for some bread at the supermarket. Susanna paid for some bread at the supermarket.
Okay, let's take a look at this word pay. Okay, 它是表示支付的意思啦，是个动词。注意一下它动词三态的变化，就是 pay, paid, P-A-I-D, paid, P-A-I-D.像是如果你要去搭这个小黄这个计程车的时候 ，remember to pay the taxi driver，你要记得付钱给这个司机哦，因为他们也蛮辛苦的哦。我们来看回刚刚的例句，提到就是 Susanna， 她在超市付钱买了一些面包哦。
Mm-hmm. Next in the story, it says, the next morning, the Pied Piper walked around town and played his pipe.Okay, that's an interesting way to get rid of the rats.
还蛮可爱的哦。所以隔天清晨，我们看到这个吹笛手就一边绕着小镇，一边吹奏他的笛子。这里我们看到 play, okay, 这个动词。其实 play 如果再接上个乐器，就是表示呢弹奏什么乐器，像是 play the piano, play the guitar, okay.弹钢琴他或者是弹吉他。Hey, can you play a musical instrument, Symphony?
Actually, I can play the piano a little bit because I learned when I was younger, but I completely forgot about it now.
Same.
I know how to play the triangle.
Okay. Or the recorder.
The recorder.
That's really easy.
That's easy.
Okay. Well,
yeah, that's the limit, I think, for us.
Okay, let's take a look at the story.
Yeah, so how did the Pied Piper, you know...How did playing the instrument help? So it says his strange music attracted the rats.
Oh.
Okay, so the rats we say that the rats are attracted to the music. When you attract something, it's a verb and it means it caused someone to be very interested in something. So, for example, I know Laura's very attracted to Eddie Peng.
Peng Yuyan!
Right?
I love him so much. Okay, 好啦我们看维克文我要 control 一下我太兴奋。Okay, 提到彭OK, 所以呢到底它是怎么样就是驱赶这些老鼠首先呢它奇怪的音乐吸引了老鼠这里我们看到的 attract 就是吸引 OK, 像是呢如果我们提到这个 the smell of freshly baked cookies、每次闻到这个刚烤出来的饼干 attracted the children to the kitchen
attracted me to the kitchen
对啊我可能闻到我可能就想要去这个厨房赶快偷吃一下饼干哦、
I love fresh baked cookies alright so next the article says they followed the Pied Piper all the way into the river、okay so the Pied Piper was quite smart he thought one way to get rid of them is of course is to take them to the river so he played his flute played his pipe、and he took them to the river
OK, 所以 老鼠呢一路就跟着这个吹笛手到了这个河里面哦。
Alright, so let's take a look at our word power word river. It's spelled R-I-V-E-R, river. Now, a river is a large natural flow of water that can cut through land or it can go to an ocean or a lake. So usually rivers can start in the mountains, then they go down the mountains and cut through land and it can lead to an ocean or a lake. Okay, now we can use it in a sample sentence like this. Don't swim in that river. It's deep and the current is fast.Don't swim in that river. It's deep and the current is fast.
OK, 刚刚提到的 river, 我们来学一下就是河流。不过顺便我们来学一下像是 lake, 就是湖比较小一点的。那 ocean 是什么呢就是海洋非常大的哦。OK, 那刚刚的例句提到就是不要在那条河里游泳。It's deep, 它的水很深而且怎么样这个水流很湍急 The current is fast. Okay, 水流就是 current.
It's very dangerous too. All right, so what happened? The Pied Piper led them to the river. Okay, and then the story says the rats drowned.
So easy.
I know. And the river washed them away. Okay, that's actually very smart. You don't even have to worry about the cleaning up the dead bodies.Okay, so what happened to the rats? They drowned. Now, when you drown, it means you kind of, well, you do die under, you die by being under the water for too long and you don't get enough air or oxygen. So the rats, they didn't get enough oxygen, so they drowned in the river and...Bye-bye, the river took them away.
Okay, 所以太棒了。因为老鼠们呢他们都溺死了而且这个河水还将他们冲走所以他们都不用就是完全去理这个尸体要怎么处理哦。我们来看一下刚刚提到的 drown, 就是溺死。 For example, 4 people drowned in the flood.
It's very sad. All right, so let's see what happens in the story. It says, the Pied Piper returned and told the mayor, I saved your town. I'm here for my money. Pay up. All right, he did solve the problem for them. The rats are gone. So, of course, he deserves to be paid.
没错啊，因为他好像很轻松就解决了、对不对？所以 Trudy 手就回到镇上，然后跟这个 Mayor 就是镇长市长说：“哎，我拯救了你的小镇。”这时候呢，我当然就要收取我应得的钱，还记不记得多少 10,000 gold coins?
That's right. Okay, well, let's see if the mayor pays. He says the mayor answered, "If the rats are dead, then I don't need to pay you." That's really cheap.
对呀、啊，怎么那么小气？
Yeah.
这时候市长就回到说：“哎，如果老鼠都死了，那我也不用付你一毛钱啊。
Oh.
可是明明就是那个 Pied Piper 帮助他们 get rid of the rats.
Yeah, that should be fair that they paid him.
对呀、啊，好奇怪。不过这里我们先来看一下，因为他提到了 if 条件句的用法，也就是我们哎 Magic Box 老师要教大家怎么用哦。
Magic Box 找亮点
Hello, hello 现在你看到我是不是觉得超级开心是不是觉得特别的想学英文是不是什么事都想实话实说没错我就是那位最会用厉害的话术操控你心武艺高强最强最帅气的黑寡妇现在你在想什么我可是都清清楚楚不要想欺骗我今天大老远来教你们If you don't listen carefully, I'll punish you. 如果你不专心听的话，你就会被我惩罚。小心一点。好，各位可别以为我在开玩笑，我是非常的认真，所以希望呢，你们都能好好注意听黑寡妇今天跟你们说的文法哦。那刚刚说到了 ，If you don't listen carefully, I'll punish you. 哎，句子中我们用到了 if 这个词。各位一定不陌生，那想必聪明的你们今天一定猜到我们要讲的就是 if 条件句的部分啦。那通常呢会用在如果怎么样怎么样就会怎么样怎么样的句子里哦。那把刚刚的句子切成两半来看呢，我们就可以由 if 这个子句 if you don't listen carefully， 那加上后面一个主要的子句 I'll punish you 所组成的。那 if 条件句呢有很多种。不过呢今天呢我们就 focus 在第一类的条件句上面。那是什么意思呢问得非常好。那第一类呢通常啊都是会用在你假设的事情是非常有可能发生的状况下。那句子里 if 子句的时态啊通常呢会用现在简单式。那后面的主要子句呢就会用例如像是 will, can, may 或 might 加上原形动词。例如说 ,if you look into my eyes and talk to me,You might fall into my trap. 如果你啊仔细看着我的双眼跟我说话，你可能呢就会掉进我的圈套哦。哎，有没有发现这个 if 子句中的 look 和 talk 都是用现在简单式？那主要子句呢就会用 might 加上原形动词来呈现一个可能性的样子哦。哎，那当然，所以啊，谁呢在我的面前其实都无法的撒谎了，我什么秘密都是挖得出来的哦。If anyone tells a lie, he or she will be in big trouble. And I mean really, really big. 没错，没有人可以在我面前说谎的。如果说谎的人呢，麻烦那可大了。一样的，前面用的现在是 tells， 后面用成 will be， 这件事情是非常有可能实现的。当然呢，就是用我们今天教的第一类条件句的文法咯。其实今天教这条件句真的是非常非常的简单哦。黑寡妇啊，难得大发慈悲，这么用心，大家有没有专心听呢？那最后呢，帮大家做个总复习好了。第一类条件句呢，是由 if 子句加上 will 或是 can 或是 may 或是 might 后面呢加上一个原形动词所组成的。那通常呢会用在假设的事情是很有可能实现的时候。If you love me, of course, you will watch this show more than one time.
You know, I still don't think it's fair that the mayor is not going to pay him.
Right.
I mean, the rats are dead, so... But
Everybody
then,
should be happy.
Yeah, you should
no
be happy.
Rats.
And he did what he said he would do. All right, so we saw here our word, power word. We saw the word dead, D-E-A-D, dead. When something is dead, it means that it is no longer alive or living. Now, we use this as an adjective. So, for example, the cat is dead, meaning the cat is no longer alive or living. Now, let's take a look at our sample sentence. It says, Idris is sad because his pet cat is dead. Idris is sad because his pet cat is dead.
好，我们来看一下课文提到的 dead。OK, 它是个形容词，就是死的。像是我们可以说 her husband is dead. OK, 可是呢，如果我们要说他什么时候死的呢？我们可以说我们用这个动词 died. He died last year. OK, 不要搞错哦。OK, 我们看回刚刚的例句提到的，就是呢 ，How do you pronounce
this? Idris?
Idris. I don't like that name. Idris. 他很难过 ，because his pet cat is dead. 他的宠物猫死了 ，Idris.
I remember this because there's an actor called Idris Elba.
Okay.
Yeah, is he
good looking?
He's pretty good looking.
Okay.
He was supposed to be, everyone wants him to be the next James Bond, actually.
Wow.
So you can imagine he's a very, very handsome man.
I should Google him. Right. Yeah.
All right. So let's see what the townspeople say. Will they help the Pied Piper? The story says everyone agreed.
Oh, what?
So they agree with the mayor. They agree that they didn't want to pay the Pied Piper. They didn't want to give their money to this strange man.It's really cheap of them because I remember
right?
they're very rich, so it shouldn't really matter unless they think it's overly expensive.
对呀、啊，镇上每个人竟然还都同意哦，因为他们就想说，哎，我们才不想把他们的钱交给这个奇怪的男子。我觉得他们真的有点糟糕哎，因为他们好像利用了这个男生，然后把这个鼠患的问题解决，可是他们却没有给他应得的这个报酬。
Exactly, it's called.We can say these people are cheap, right?
It means that 真的是小气鬼哦。
Exactly. They don't want to, you know, spend their money on things. Or we can say they're very stingy as well. Okay, so they're very stingy or very cheap. All right, so let's see what the Pied Piper says. He says, the Pied Piper angrily told them, you're going to regret this. Sounds really scary.
Okay, 所以这时候呢，这个彩衣吹笛手就愤怒地跟他们说你们会因此为你们会为此而后悔的，所以因为你们拒绝付钱给我 ，OK， 你们即将要后悔 ，regret。
Regret is spelled R-E-G-R-E-T, regret. Regret is a verb and it means to feel sad or sorry about something that you did or maybe you didn't do.For example, if you saw something on sale and then you waited a week later and it's gone or it's not on sale anymore, maybe you can feel or maybe you regret not buying it earlier. So you feel kind of, oh man, I should have done that. So that's what regret feels like. You can live life with no regrets. Okay, this is a phrase that we can use and it means to live life and do stuff that makes you happy. You don't want to grow older and then look back on your life and say, oh, I wish I should have done that. So that's why a lot of people now use this hashtag or use YOLO, YOLO, you only live once, okay, to say that we should live life with no regrets. Now let's take a look at our sample sentence. We can say, Lucy regrets spending so much money on clothes this month. Lucy regrets spending so much money on clothes this month.
Regret, 这是后悔的意思。OK, 我们来看一下，因为它是个动词，动词三态的变化为 regret, regretted, 要重复后面的字尾 t, 再加 ed, r-e-g-r-e-t-t-e-d, regretted. OK, 像是呢，我觉得有时候我们生气，可能就会说一些气话。So don't say anything you might regret later. 记得哦，还是不要说出你之后会后悔的话。像是我们分手吧，然后后来其实你会觉得，还是好像就是在气话。So don't say something like that. Or else you might regret it later.OK, 那回到刚刚的例句提到就是 Lucy, 她很后悔这个月在衣服上花太多钱。Oopsie, that's like us.
Sometimes I do that too. I spend too much money. But it's okay, we still look good in our new clothes, right? All right, so let's continue reading the story. It says, then he left, then the Pied Piper left.
What's gonna happen?
I know, what's gonna happen?
He sounds kind of angry. OK, 他随后他转身 离去，到底他会做出什么样的事情，让大家都会 regret 后悔呢？ Well, we have to find out tomorrow.、
Mm-hmm.
Now it's time for a review time.
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
All right, we're going to race against Laura. I'm going to give you the definition.
Okay.
You guess the word.
How?
Okay, are you ready?
Yes.
This means that this thing is not alive anymore.
它已经死掉了，就是 dead.
That's right. Okay, it means that you kind of give money to something for work that you've done.
付钱 pay.
Okay, this is something you do and then you kind of feel sorry about it later.
Oh, 后悔 regret.
Exactly. You shouldn't regret things. And this is a natural body of water that flows through land.
Ocean.
And then,
sea.
No, close. It's a very long
river.
One. That's right. Did you guys meet Laura? She's so fast.
So good.
I know. She's
and I know so many words.
I know. So you guys have to try to beat her because she's super fast. All right. So don't forget to stick to day 3 so we can learn actually what the Pied Piper does. And don't forget to stick around and we'll see you guys soon. Bye-bye.
The Pied Piper of Hamelin.
The mayor agreed to pay the Pied Piper 10,000 gold coins. The next morning, the Pied Piper walked around town and played his pipe. His strange music attracted the rats. They followed the Pied Piper all the way into the river. The rats drowned, and the river washed them away. The Pied Piper returned and told the mayor,
I saved your town. I'm here for my money.
The mayor answered,
If the rats are dead, then I don't need to pay you.
Everyone agreed. They didn't want to give their money to this strange man. The Pied Piper angrily told them,
You're going to regret this.
Then he left.Paying, paying, pay, paid, paid. Susanna paid for some bread at the supermarket. Susanna paid for some bread at the supermarket. River, river. Don't swim in that river. It's deep.And the current is fast. Don't swim in that river. It's deep and the current is fast. Dead. Dead. Idris is sad because his pet cat is dead. Idris is sad because his pet cat is dead. Regret.Regret, regret, regretted, regretted. Lucy regrets spending so much money on clothes this month. Lucy regrets spending so much money on clothes this month.